time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Seasonal Mall Employee.
Mr. Seasonal Mall Employee.
You dress as Santa Claus and spend all day with sticky, screeching children squirming atop your lap. Do you do it for the extra cash or because you secretly enjoy it?
How about a background check?
You, Mr. Seasonal Mall Employee, man the free ear-piercing kiosk. You pull the trigger on that piercing gun, proving you're not afraid to get a little holiday blood on your hand.
Ow! I hope that thing was sterile.
Because donning a rent-a-cop uniform and dozing in your patrol car instead of protecting patrons in the parking lot means you've got what it takes to be Mr. Seasonal Mall Employee.
Wake up, I'm getting mugged.
So the next time you're stuck in the food court because some holiday halfwit can't locate the cash register's hold the pickles button, raise your finger in salute to Mr. Seasonal Mall Employee, a real American hero.
Mr. Seasonal Mall Employee.
Minimum wage, no health benefits either.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
And good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, November 23rd. We're back live in the studio.
Good job.
After Kira disappeared for a day.
One day, and it feels like it was a long time, you know, because we had the weekend.
We're back. We had the weekend, too. So you missed your radio show, I would imagine.
I did. I missed it, man. I was like, man, I feel like he's trying to replace me again.
Yes, I am. Except I was like, you initiated it, so...
I did, but I was like, don't get too freaking used to this shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it was actually easy to get used to it yesterday. We had like sex talk the whole time.
Oh, I bet you loved it.
Yeah,
oh, did you
I loved
fun?
Every minute of it, yeah.
I'll go back and listen to the show.
Yeah. I had a MILF... porn actress here.
Oh, you love her.
Yeah.
Great day for me to miss, man. Just
yeah,
a great
there you
day.
Go.
So you had
there
a good
you go.
Day. You had your good field day.
Yeah, we had a blast. She's actually a host on the station
uh-huh.
here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And but she's, you know, I mean, you think porn star skanky and stuff? She's not. She's very classy. She's a cougar sort of like, you
uh-huh.
know, she was. Or a MILF, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it was pretty interesting stuff that we talked about. So if you guys missed it, go check out yesterday's show. I'm sure Kira is going
to
check it out.
I'll listen to
see
it.
What she missed.
I'll come back and yell at you.
Yeah.
What the hell are you being? No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. Just fill in the gaps, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah.
So did you have a good weekend?
How was the weekend? It's already so far back that I don't remember.
It's Tuesday, Sam.
Yeah, I know. Well, we had a good weekend, yeah. Quiet. It didn't rain as much as I was hoping.
No, it was gorgeous. It's starting to get cold here, guys. Not cold, but chilly.
Yeah, so they said it would rain, but it only rained at night, so I didn't get to enjoy it at all.
It was so pretty, though.
Yeah.
That's
it was
good.
Nice, but it's been freezing. Have you noticed that?
At night it's
Have
cold.
Have you been freezing?
I've been out a few times at night, and I've been like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's been kind of cold. It's been kind of cold. And I got to invest, I guess, in more clothing that's not so short. And,
yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever wear pants?
I don't have a lot of them, actually. I mean, I have a couple pairs of jeans that I've got to dig up, and then I've got to get, like, some... I need to go get some cool, like, I guess, cold clothing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's L.A. people...
I don't think many dresses will cut it during the winter, you know?
No, I mean, it's one thing if you do tights and boots. That's kind of cool, mm-hmm. because you can have, like, that real sleek leg look with some really tall boots. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And you wear, like, a cool top, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In case people are wondering what the fall fashions are. It's almost winter. I mean, it's almost Christmas.
Yes.
Can you believe this year is almost over? Oh, Lord.
Isn't it amazing? You know, I mean, it's moving faster all the time. You know, every year it seems to pass faster.
Man, so, it's because we're on the way out.
Yeah, probably. Uh-huh.
You know when you're like in...
Listen to you.
Listen. Hey.
You've got plenty of years in
you. So, but think about it. It's like when you first are entered into the world, it seems like everything takes forever. And then you start, you know, you get older and you're like, oh my gosh. That thing I was supposed to do like 3 years ago, I didn't do it, and I need to do it. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's like fast,
yeah,
fast, uh-huh, fast. It's because we're on the downside of things.
Yeah, there you go. Downhill, huh?
The train's left the station. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my thing. It's like I don't feel like I'm old. I don't think I look old. I think I'm young. Mm-hmm. But it's
But you also don't feel like a kid anymore.
No, I always feel like a kid. Are you
do
kidding
you?
Me? Oh, my gosh. Are you
okay.
kidding me? I always feel like a freaking kid.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm just saying the train's left the station is all I'm saying.
I see.
It's
okay.
That feeling like, oh, shit, train left the station.
Yeah. So it's time to get older now.
Yeah.
Be a little more mature.
I don't know about all that. Because let me tell you about maturity, about my morning yesterday while you guys were talking about hoe bags or whatever it was you were talking about. Let me tell you about mine.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, guys, I don't ever pretend that I have my life together, even on the radio, because I don't have to look at any of you.
Yeah.
I don't see any of you. I don't see your judgment. I don't see if you think it's funny. I don't see if you laugh. I just tell it and hope that you think it's funny or you're inspired or you're whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were sitting here, I probably wouldn't divulge as much. That's not true. I probably would still. But my point is I kind of go there and I don't cover up stuff just because, you know, what do you didn't put me on the show to, you know, pretend I'm somebody I'm not. So here we go. Here's
but
my
why
ghetto.
Are you explaining that?
Because I'm about to
we
tell you about
know.
My maturity.
Okay.
So yesterday I had to work my little job at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up around like 8:30. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it together. You know how I do. Slap it on in the car. Throw it together.
Yeah.
My car gas light has been on for 3 days, but I've just been cruising it out. See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I always push that thing, and I've never run out of gas in this particular car, which I've had for 2 years. I've never run out of gas.
Really?
No.
Wow.
No, I've run out of gas in the past, but not
right.
with this car.
I see.
So I've always, you know, kind of pushed it a bit, and I've never known how far it goes, like how far that little thing dips down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of like, you know, And, you know, you get busy, and I'm one of these procrastinators, which is like I'm always running somewhere, and I'm always kind of all over the place and running late. I'm like, I'll get it on the way back. I'll get it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday I had a check I needed to cash, and then I needed to pay my phone bill, so my phone was cut off for one day
mm-hmm.
on Sunday,
right.
which freaked out everybody. They're like, why didn't you pay your phone bill? It's like, one day, people, relax. People are like, I've been trying to get a hold of you. I'm like, all Sunday, you've been trying to get a hold of me because it's a busy day on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's on tomorrow.
How did they know you didn't pay your bill?
Because they know me. They know me. They're like, what's wrong with your phone? And I'm like, come on, you know what's wrong with my phone? I called it and pay it. You know? So I have no cash. Okay, uh-huh. I've been walking around with this check that I need to cash. I have no money. I'm down to no money.
Right.
I need to pay my phone bill. I need to get gas in my car. And I got to get to work by 10. I live
yeah.
in Hollywood, and where I work is kind of close to the Wilshire area,
mm-hmm.
kind of West Hollywood. So I leave my house around 8:45, past the gas station. I drive down. I'm turning right onto the street because I'm going towards the bank. And what do you know? I was like, oh, not today, not today. And I coast. Look how good. This is why I think God is like God's always watching out for me. It's like I coast right into like a little parking spot that has a meter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, man, you know, thank God I didn't like run out.
Get stuck in the middle of the road, yeah.
Yeah, so I coast right into a metered parking spot, and I'm literally like a block from the bank mm-hmm. and a coffee shop. And but I'm sitting there, I'm like, crap, I ran out of gas, I don't have any money, and my phone is dead. I just have these moments where, and I've got to be at work in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is really not. This is just a good Monday, you know.
And you're saying you got up at 8:30 and left at 8:45?
No,
how can you get
no,
ready
it
so
wasn't.
Quickly?
It was more like 8, somewhere around that time.
Okay.
I left somewhere
that's
that time.
That's amazing to be ready so quickly. That's why
I'm not saying
wondering.
I look good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying teeth are brushed, deodorant's on, and I've got the right clothing.
I see. Okay.
I could do the makeup in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I am.
Yeah, and a couple squirts of perfume, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. I'm pretty good at making it look good at the last minute. I mean, not
okay.
usually here, but no. So I'm about to have a meltdown, but I'm like, I don't have a meltdown. It's gonna be fine. Like, and so I'm just like, God, please just help me with the situation because I don't know what to do. Please, I gotta be working. So then I walk my little ass down to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank is just about to open in like 10 minutes. So I go and grab a coffee, and then I'm cashing this check, and I was near the I wasn't near my bank. I was near the bank of where the thing was, you know, the where the check is issued.
Right.
So I wasn't at my bank. That's the bank I was at. So I went there, and I was gonna cash it, and they were they're like, oh, your license is expired. I was like, crap, man, you get it. Like, you know, you get that picture done like every like
kidding?
Every 8 years, you know, you have to get like it redone or something. Right. 10. I don't know how long.
And they didn't let you know?
No, they did, but I forgot.
Oh,
you know?
I see. Okay.
Anyway, so I just had a birthday.
But still, what the fuck does a bank care?
I don't know. Wow. And then, I mean, you know, and random me had my social security card in my purse because that's just where I keep things like that in a real safe spot.
Yeah.
And so I had my social security card, and then I had my expired license. I was like, hey, guys, you know, normally this wouldn't be that big of a deal, but look. I have no cash. My phone's not paid. My car ran out of gas. I got to get to work in like 30 minutes.
Did you actually tell them that?
Kind of, yeah.
I told them, yeah.
So anyway, they took care of it. They cashed it. And then I was like, okay, now I got to get back to my car. I got to go get that canteen with gas in it. I got to fill it up. And anyway, so at this point, I went and I caught a cab. And the cab took me to like a gas station and then took me back. And I filled up. And the people at the gas station were like, oh, I don't know if we have a canteen. And if we lend you ours, you have to bring it right back. And so anyway, long story short, I was able to get the canteen with a taxi, take it back to my car, fill up my car, return the canteen, and then on my way, and then on my way to work, I dropped into an AT&T store, paid my bill, and then got to work 10 minutes early.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Wow.
I'm just telling you, miracles still happen, people.
They do.
I just thank the Lord.
Wow, what a morning,
man. It was such a morning, but I felt, as much of like a loser you should feel like, I really kind of felt like a winner.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Loser. No, I mean, you know, to let your car run out of gas.
See, here we go.
Yeah, I mean.
I already know,
it
Sam.
It doesn't make sense.
It's irresponsible, I know.
Yeah.
I know that.
You know that if you keep letting the needle there keep going down, eventually it's going to stop.
Well, I mean, in 2 years that I've had this car, is the first time I ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me some salt. Have you ever run out of gas?
No, never. Never.
Of course you would never.
No, I fill up when I get down to a quarter tank or an eighth, you know, at the most. But because you never know where you're going to be where there's no gas station.
In Sherman Oaks, really, you're going to run out of gas.
Well, no, but, you know.
I mean, you should do that. I know it's better for your car. You shouldn't let it get down that low.
No, and if you're on the freeway or something, you know,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, no, these are the kind of things that you think about, you know, after you
after
do
it. Happens,
you're like,
right.
Why did I do that? And, I have a lot of those moments.
Yeah.
But they make good stories. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
But don't feel so bad. I mean, what?
I don't feel bad. I feel like a winner. And I feel like God really saved me. I was praying. I was like, God, I got to get to work. I got to get my car. Please let them. My license is expired. Please let them not care about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just like one of those things. So today I have to take care of my license and all this other stuff. So.
Yeah. One of my former co-hosts had a car, an old car, where the gas gauge didn't even work.
Uh-oh.
So she always had to guess where she was as far as the gas.
Oh, probably mileage.
So she would get stuck a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine not having a gas gauge? You never know where you stand with
the
gas.
It's called paranoia.
Paranoia?
Yeah. I'd be paranoid the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, if you didn't know how much gas you had in your car.
Yeah. But apparently she learned to eyeball it. I don't know.
I'd probably just be cruising all the time until it ran out.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do now, so.
Yeah.
And I got a gas gauge.
Well, at least your car's gas gauge works, so
isn't
that's
funny?
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you made it on time.
So I made it to work.
Yeah.
Working on Thanksgiving Day, everyone.
Are you really?
Yeah, till 8:30 at night.
Really? What time do you start?
11:30.
Really?
So it's gonna be a little
bit.
There
goes your whole day.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have a get together that night because that's just how I roll.
Yes.
So, but they're making they're making amazing, amazing food, and so they're like, at the end of the day, we can take home.
Oh, really?
So I'm bringing Tupperware to work that day, and that night I'm having a party, so I'm gonna like cater my own party. They don't know this yet.
No, huh?
I'm gonna just be like,
know?
I'm gonna have like tubs. I'm like, okay, guys, anything? Scrape those plates.
I bet you everybody else has the same idea.
I don't know.
But there's probably going to be a lot of food left.
Yes. You know? Well, they're really cool. They're actually going to do a huge staff meal, which, I mean, this isn't like...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's not like deli foods. This is like, you know, really five-star dining. So they're doing a staff meal. So they're going to like fatten us up and make us feel special. And then we get to serve people.
Cool.
Yes. So, yeah. No, it's good. It's going to be good. I asked if I could dress up as a turkey.
You did? Seriously?
I asked them. They're like, well, we really want you to dress up really, really nice for Thanksgiving, extra nice. I said, yeah, no, I want to be a really formal turkey. I'm just going to eat a couple.
You and your fucking costumes.
And they think I'm like joking.
Yeah.
They don't really know me that well yet, so they think I'm joking. I'm like, no. I got this planned out, guys. I'm gonna eat a couple extra sandwiches. I'm gonna, you know, get a little more waddle under my chin,
uh-huh.
And I'm gonna paint it black and brown. You know.
Oh man, that would feel. I mean, that would look funny.
Well, that's the
that
point.
That would be funny.
Yeah, look
would
funny.
Would you do it?
Hell yeah, I would do it.
In a restaurant like that?
Yes, but really? they won't let me.
No, of course not.
No, but I'm trying to figure out what I can do to bring in some turkey flair. Maybe I could dress up as a pilgrim.
Don't dress up as anything because they'll send you back home to change.
There you go.
That.
Thanksgiving off. I've got so many parties I could be going to.
Really?
Oh my, so many parties are going on.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, my friend's
cool.
whole apartment is having one big party. Mm-hmm. And then another friend of mine's having one in Silver Lake. And then I have friends that are doing a huge dinner with a bunch of families and Sherman Oaks.
Do they pay you like double time working in a holiday?
I don't know, but I'm hoping. I guess I need to ask.
Yeah, usually
they do.
They
do, don't they?
Yeah.
Good.
Usually they do.
Perfect. I'll be a millionaire this Thanksgiving.
There you go. Thanks to the turkey, you're not going to eat.
Yeah. No, I'm going to get my hands on some of that turkey. It's called turkey confit, uh-huh. which means it's been baked or... It means basically it's submerged in fat is how it's cooked.
Ah, that's the best way to do it.
Isn't that cool?
Uh-huh.
It's like you take a
why fat always has the best flavor, you know?
I don't know. It's kind of like the carrier of flavors. It's like moisture and all that stuff.
I know. I love fat and meat and stuff, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it adds a lot.
That sounds good.
I know. So Thanksgiving week.
What are you doing?
You know, it feels festive.
It does feel festive. My house is halfway decorated like the North Pole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Already?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I already started it. I'm halfway, so some of it's so it's like we have these two floor lamps that are really long, you know, they reach up, they're tall.
Right.
And I took this different tinsels and I wrapped it around like candy canes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have like these different little stuffed animal kind of Christmas characters mm-hmm. that I have that look like they're climbing it.
Right.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah.
One looks like he's hanging
Did
off.
Did you get a tree yet?
No, we haven't got the tree yet.
Okay.
We'll probably make that like a fun little party, tree trimming.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I want to decorate the studios here. And.
Oh, yeah, you should get some poinsettias, get some twinkle lights.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, we did last year, you know, but we didn't get a big tree because we're Jewish, you know. But I don't know, I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I want to come.
I would love to.
It's Spike's Magnog.
Yeah, I'm gonna plan on it then.
Okay, yeah.
You know, maybe in a couple weeks or so.
Yeah, I'll
be
here.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me know the night you're thinking so I can make sure I don't work.
Okay.
I'll be pissed.
Well, first let me plan the fucking thing, then I'll tell you.
Let me tell you what my schedule's like, and then you can pick one.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You got it.
We'll plan it around your schedule.
Yeah, if I find out you guys are having a throwdown, and I'm sitting there seating crusty old, you know, nursing home people.
Right.
I'm going to be pissed.
So I wonder, do you think we should get a tree in here? Because, you know, my wife and I are Jewish. And
it's unusual
to bring a tree in. Last year we just had a little one that stands
but
on the table.
Here's the thing: it's not a religious symbol for you. Do you like it or
but
not?
But I think it's a religious symbol in a way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I'm a Christian. I don't think it's a religious symbol.
No.
It's actually a pagan symbol. Did you know that?
Yeah,
the
I know.
Christian,
I know.
The Christian, the whole Christian, not Christian. I'm sorry. The Christmas tree was a, I think fertility or something like that. Do not quote me again. You know, look it up and call me and tell me how wrong I am. But it's something like. Something like I think the Christmas tree was some kind of pagan holiday that the Christians ended up celebrating the birth of Christ on that day because they were able to celebrate without, I think, something like kind of covertly within the midst of that holiday.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Without because they were persecuted. They were being, you know, killed and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they were like, yeah, let's do it on Christmas.
Well, why don't we search on Christmas tree origins or something, or origin of Christmas
I mean,
tree.
Does it make you feel better if it's a pagan symbol?
No, it's not, because Jews still don't do these things,
well,
you know?
Are the Jew police going to come and get you and de-Jew you?
No, it's not about that. It's about tradition, you know, and... So I don't know, but there are a lot of people that are not Jewish in the station, and I think it might be a good idea to do it. So like I said, last year we compromised. We got a little fake tree, and we put it on the table with lights and stuff, and it kind of like didn't really dominate the whole room, you know. So Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's if you like it, it's you know, I know some people that aren't, they don't.
No, I mean, it's very festive. And I know a lot of Jewish people, including ourselves, my family, who mm-hmm. really enjoy the holiday season here. You know, I mean, how can you not? You know, everything's so festive, the lights, especially New York City. I mean, New York City in the holidays is an amazing, amazing place.
Oh, man, I need to go. I've never been.
Yeah, you really should. You know,
I
mean, all the streets are decorated and, you know, people actually walk on the streets there where they don't hear. So they really decorate the streets and everything, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So here we go. There's a it kind of goes back a bit. Here we go. The traditions, Christmas trees and ornaments, and those Christmas tradition has ancient origins. So it kind of goes back to a few different, I'll make it quick, okay? It says the Egyptians were part of a long line of cultures that treasured and worshipped evergreens. When the winter solstice arrived, they brought green date palm leaves into their homes to symbolize life's triumph over death. The Romans celebrated the winter solstice with a fest called Saturnalia in honor of the Saturns, the god of agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they decorated their houses with greens and lights and exchanged gifts. They gave coins for prosperity, pastries for happiness, and lamps to light one's journey through life. Centuries ago in Great Britain, woods priests called druids used evergreens during mysterious winter solstice rituals. The druids used holly and mistletoe as a symbol of holly and mistletoe as symbols of eternal life, and placed evergreen branches over doors to keep away evil spirits. Late in the Middle Ages, Germans and Scandinavians placed evergreen trees inside their homes or just outside their doors to show their hope in the forthcoming spring.
Mm.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah.
So it's definitely not a Christian thing, right?
No, and it says, you know, legend has it that Martin Luther began the tradition of decorating trees to celebrate Christmas one crisp Christmas Eve about the year of 1500. He was walking through the snow-covered woods and was struck by the beauty of a group of small evergreens, their branches dusted with snow, blah, 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 blah. He decorated it. Okay. Who knows?
Sounds like an urban legend.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very... Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's something that, you know, it started one way and it morphed into so many different things. And
probably,
after a while, people are like, these are just pretty damn trees. These trees are just so pretty.
But they are associated with a Christian holiday. That's what.
Well, as of now, yes, but that's not their origin. That's not how they began. And it just seems like people kind of all adopted it, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, I don't know. I'm just saying, if you like the way they look, it doesn't have to be this, you know, religious thing. And are you saying, you're afraid of offending other
no,
Jews?
No, not offending at all. It's just my tradition, you know?
Oh.
I don't want to sort of like...
So you're having internal conflict?
Something like that.
You're like, to tree or not to
tree? Yeah, no, I decided, what the hell, let's do it. But my wife is still on the fence as far
as
that
goes. Oh, is
she?
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, I just figured...
But like I said, you know, we'll definitely have decorations here for sure. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, the two of you guys, I mean, I can't answer it for you, but you don't seem to be very religious.
No,
so
we're
it's
not.
Kind of like more of cultural.
Yeah, we're definitely not religious.
You know, your family line type thing. So
I don't know, but we'll put Hanukkah stuff here too, so to sort of balance
it out. Yeah, throw in a Kwanzaa too. But you know what's funny, and I'm really proud of Starbucks, because Starbucks has, they do their Thanksgiving blend, which is their, you know, their Thanksgiving, you know, festive roast of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do their Christmas blend, which is usually very good. I have it right now. It's pretty good right now. And, you know, they kind of for a while, I do believe, it may not just been Starbucks, but a lot of them have gone to holiday blend.
Uh-huh.
They've changed the words.
Oh,
you know, and a lot of places have gone holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks has just brought back it as Christmas, which I'm really proud of them. And it's not like, oh, yay for Jesus or anything like that. But it's kind of like, at the same time, it's kind of like, don't bite the hand that feeds you, you know?
Yeah, not only that, but that's the holiday. That's what you
Christmas.
Call it.
It's Christmas. That's why
know?
People aren't shopping in the name of Kwanzaa or even Hanukkah as much.
Right.
You know what I mean? They
right.
are, but that's not what, you know, a lot of companies and businesses, I can't remember, is the black in the hole or is the red in the hole? Which one is?
What do you mean?
Like a business, if you're in the black or the red, which one is which?
And the black, you're doing good.
Okay, so a lot of companies that are in the red or that have had a lot of loss, they recoup at the end of the year most of it during Christmas time.
Right.
And so it's like, I think it's kind of a slap in the face to not name it Christmas. You know what I mean? Because you're trying to be PC. I find that to be really annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true. You know.
You know.
I mean, they're trying to make everybody feel good, but I think it's more for the kids. You know, so they don't feel left out.
Oh.
Yeah, another religion.
I don't know about that.
No, I'm telling you, that's probably why it is, because adults don't really care.
No, I think it's more PC, and it's more about, like, you know, not wanting to offend people, but it's like, why should, I just find it like when somebody's having a holiday and it's or whatever, it's like, why should you be offended by it?
Yeah,
you know?
It's
I think that's
holiday,
just so
yeah.
stupid. Like, if there's a holiday that I'm not included in, you know, or whatever, I'm not going to get angry.
Right.
I don't know which holiday that is, but I'm sure it wouldn't piss me off.
Yeah.
Black History Month.
Well, I don't know if people get pissed off, you know.
No, I that's the thing.
In this country, it's, you know, the majority are Christian, so that's how
no,
the holidays
No, but I mean,
are.
I think that there's placating to this whole, we try to, like, water everything down so no one's offended. And I'm like, really? Then you can't have any individualism. No one can have this holiday because we all have to make it this thing that it's not. Like, it's not the holiday season. It's Christmas. It's
right.
Christmas. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, get over it. Like, whoever's upset, get over it. Stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is PC, but, you know. What are you going to do?
I think we talk we about try, radio. I mean, we get awareness.
Yeah, but
we
you
start
know,
a
we're,
group on Facebook.
We're such a varied society that we, you know, we have so many different origins.
But that's
and
the point. You
stuff.
Celebrate it and you let people have those individual things. You don't water it down and make it this one muddy thing that has no meaning because it's like in 50 million directions. It's like Kwanzaa doesn't apply to me. I'm not angry that Kwanzaa exists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think I know what Kwanzaa is.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No.
I'm going to look that one up, too. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, trying to please everyone is not really the way to go. And but it doesn't bother me. I mean, Christmas is Christmas, and let people celebrate it. The one thing I'm happy about is I don't have to spend money buying shit for
there
people,
you go.
You know?
Yeah.
But I guess that's part of the fun, buying presents, you know, and receiving.
Yeah, you know, I'm not big on the whole buying part.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had a lot of cash, I would.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, they say that your love languages uh-huh. are derived from the way as a child that you were given and received love.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't invent this, guys. It's called Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages. And basically they said there's words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, acts of service, and then there's gift giving. And it sounds kind of like a cheap one, gift giving. Yeah, that's my love language. But there's, I guess, some kids that every time they grew up and had a moment or their birthday or they graduated from second grade to third grade and they, you know, I don't know what it would be. Maybe mom or dad always got them a little something, you know, and made them feel
right.
like they were special.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when they get older, that's kind of what their expectation is with their spouse or
right.
with how they do it with their kids is that they celebrate through gifts.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, whereas yeah. me, we didn't really do a lot of gifts
right.
at all. So for me, I don't have that, like, gifting.
Yeah.
In fact, I have to send a shout-out to a really good friend of mine, Flora Brooks. Thank you so much. I just got my birthday card with my gift card in it.
Oh,
this friend
cool.
is really, really good. She's in Texas right now.
Uh-huh.
We go back a long time, and she sent me a gift, and I've never sent her one gift. For her
really?
Birthday, because I'm a horrible human.
Yeah.
And I feel so, it's like when I get a gift, I'm always shocked I'm getting one. And then I'm kind of feel guilty that I'm getting it because I'm like, I know I didn't get them one ever.
Right.
But then I still like that I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway,
well,
I love you,
I don't think usually people give you presents to in order to receive one from you. You
no,
know?
They don't,
people
but it
do
kind of makes you feel
to.
Like, oh, I don't do this stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know. It makes you
but it's
feel
not
so.
In my it's not in my brain. I don't think like that. I
yeah.
have to really go, oh, okay, I got to do this, you know?
Yeah. I know. I wasn't raised really with the culture of gift giving and shit like that.
Yeah,
you
me
know
neither.
What I mean? We would get gifts all the time, but not necessarily on occasions, you
yeah.
know? Like if my dad went abroad or something on a trip, he would
yeah.
bring his things back, you know? But
yeah.
But yeah, like in birthdays and stuff, we never made big deals out of birthdays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's just my parents.
Yeah,
like
my parents kind of like didn't get on it. So it was
yeah.
one of these. It's not that I never got a gift. It's just we weren't really big on it or Christmas. So it's like I just don't have it in my brain to think as much. I have to really remind myself, oh, this is what you do, you know.
Right.
But there's different ways to give things. And I'm not trying to be a cheap ass when I say this. But, you know, like people that really give of their time and they give, you know, they're really in it with you and they really are there for you. I think that's more important, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But my friend Flora in Houston, Texas, is just a fabulous, fabulous girl. So she might be out here for Christmas, hopefully.
Yeah.
But great, great girl. And I can't believe she got me something so sweet.
Mm.
She
yeah.
said, "Okay, Flora, you're better than me. Okay, fine. You're a better friend. Love you too." That's okay. No, she's great.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, love languages, I'm more of a words of affirmation. I need to hear it. And I'm a physical person. I need to feel it.
You need to feel it.
Yes.
I need feel what again?
Somebody's hands on me.
Oh, really? Why?
It's physical is like it's a touch. You know, some people.
Right. But in what occasions do you?
It's just loving, like love, like okay. How you give and receive
so
love.
So you love touchy-feely type of.
Yeah. I need a guy that wants to actually not just do me, but I mean like have his arm. Touch my arm or my back or my hair
right.
Or, you know, snuggle or, like, wrestle or, like, you know, tickle.
Right. Or spank.
I'm not even a big spanker. I'm not into that stuff. I mean, I could kind of get into it, but it always makes me, like, freaks me out a bit. I'm like, hey, what are we doing? Oh, we're doing this? Okay. let me change my brain right now. Okay. Yeah. Sexy.
I guess. I don't see the sexual attraction in that, but I think there's quite a few people into it.
Spanking?
Yeah.
Can I – have I – but, no, we'll go over there. We'll go there. I'm gonna go there. There's some stuff.
That means you like it.
No, I'm not. I'm not into it. It's happened a couple times where I'm like, okay. We're gonna go there. Okay. You done yet? You got it in? Enough. You know. Okay.
Oh,
I don't mind. I don't mind like a good grab or a good like.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of like some pats or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind some, you know, yeah, but I don't like a full. I mean, I'm not into spanking.
Yeah.
No, let me put that on my online dating profile.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I had one, I'd be like not into spanking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the origin of it is, but it when I think about it, it doesn't really turn me on. You know, I mean, I can't see how it's like a sexual thing, but I guess some people are into it. You know, maybe.
I mean,
it's usually shit from childhood. You know. And,
no, I mean like a guy initiating it. Like, I mean,
right.
I kind of can see like if you're being really passionate lovemaking, I guess, and. I can't go there. I'm thinking about something. Anyway, not into spanking, but what I was saying was love language for me is, you know, touch, like really wanting to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like guys. I dated one guy one time, very briefly, that years and years ago, where he just wasn't a toucher.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And he was like, gosh, he's like, I feel like it's senseless overload. He's like, you're so much on me.
Really? And you didn't like that?
I mean, sexually it's different, but I mean, just I'm not talking sexually. I'm talking
not
just,
sexually.
Yeah,
he
didn't like it.
You
no.
never talk sexually.
Yeah, no, I mean, shut up. I just did. I just went there with you. We talked about spanking.
Oh yeah, that's sexual. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
My point is he wasn't into like the cuddly thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, women are, or not, I mean, most women are.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I am too, you know? I mean, I like touching in that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's sweet. Like, I touch my friends all the time. I'm always squeezing an arm or, you know, a little mm-hmm. bit of back fat. I'll grab some skin on their back and shake it. I can't help it. I love it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, even like, you know, thin girls. It's just like, you know, like part, you like squeeze it back.
Uh-huh.
You just grab it and I just want to. I sort of bite it. I'm like,
you're weird, you know?
No, I just, like, you know, my close friends, I just...
You want to bite their back fat?
When you put it like that, it sounds like I got a problem. But I'm just saying, like, my close friends, I always, like, have my hand on one of their arms, and I go, squeeze, and then, like, right back by their arm, their back, I just give it a little tug.
Yeah.
And I squeeze that too.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just love touching people.
Good.
I love touching people. I'm very kinetic. I am. I like playing with people's hair.
Yeah.
And I do. I like being with a man that's as equally, you know, snuggly.
Yeah.
And touchy. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it's sweet.
So, I mean, do you think you can be in a relationship and the guy doesn't like touching in that? You know, I mean, why would he get into a relationship?
Not for me for a long time because it's something I need. Like,
right.
I want that. It's a physical affirmation. It's like someone's hands is on your arm,
right.
On your back. And as a woman, you know, you want to feel like the man's kind of like, you know, covering you a bit and, you know, tending to you and, you know, admiring your beauty and stuff like that. And if he's not, it feels like, damn, it feels like we're roommates. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you're in just a strictly sexual relationship with somebody, you probably can not have all that, you know?
Yeah, but you're going to be touching a lot, I'm sure. You know, maybe not in public, you know, but...
What, the sexual thing?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think you could have a sexual, just strictly sexual relationship, and then after that, you guys don't cuddle.
Mm. Yeah.
But those things never last anyway. They don't last. They're
yeah,
just like,
I don't know how often that happens, you know. But because I think people, you know, even when they get into a sexual relationship, eventually there's some kind of a connection, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I mean, not to say that you can't have anonymous sex. Excuse me. But, you know, but at the same time, I just think that by nature, if you enjoy being with another person and being intimate with them, that you would probably enjoy touching. But yeah. I don't know, you know, I mean, I find that there are a lot of warm people around here, you know, and it's just, we don't see that, you know, but I mean, I meet a lot of guys, they come and they hug me and stuff, you know, sometimes a kiss on the cheek. And
they slip their number in your jean pocket?
That hasn't happened yet, but...
hang in there.
But no, really, I mean, and it's a friendship type of a thing, you know?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Now, are these guys European or are they like...
No, Americans. Americans, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, you know, but I have that effect on people, I guess.
You do, Sam.
That they want to hug me.
They do. Yeah.
But no, I'm the same way, you know? I mean, I like hugging and that, but...
I like a man that's confident in himself and he can give a guy a hug or, you know...
Yeah, why not?
You know,
why
things
not?
Like that. You know? Like, you know, my ex-boyfriend, he's like, come here, brother, let me give you some love. That's what he'd say.
Yeah.
Then he'd get in there.
Because, you know, it's strange. Let's say you're like two couples going out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The girls are going to hug each other. The guys are going to hug each of the girls, but they're not going to hug each other. You know, it's sort of like, yeah, it's like you're uptight about it, you know, and it doesn't make sense.
I think some guys, they're so stressed out about their alpha masculine thing. It's like, relax, dude.
Yeah, that's what the culture teaches, but.
Like
you've got to go
just
beyond
be a human.
It.
Just be a human. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just be a human and get in there and grab that butt.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to hug that way with your hand on the butt, you know?
Duh. Duh, Sam. Thanks
Duh.
For clarifying. No, I like a man that can be, you know, he's assertive and he's like, come here, let me give you a hug, you know, or like.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cool.
You know, because sometimes, I mean, you feel like camaraderie with other guys, you know, and you feel like, man, I love this guy. You know, he's really cool.
Mm.
And it does happen with men.
Mm. So speaking of guys, my brother, okay, he's got this girlfriend, and I really like his girlfriend. She's beautiful. She's so sweet. She does so much for him. But, and it's not about her, but he's turning into that couple where they've got all the pictures of them with their damn dog in their apartment with the dog. I'm like, how did this happen? How's my brother, like, you know, it's just weird to me.
Domesticated.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's great. I'm actually really happy for him. But it's just, it's, and they got the cutest damn dog. I'm not playing. This
really?
Dog's name is Tater.
Uh-huh.
And they call him Tater Tot. And he's like this fluff bag. And he's like... 3 inches big, and he's just this fluff bag.
3 inches big?
He's not three
what
inches,
kind of
but he's like a lap dog, you know. But he's fluffy.
Like a miniature poodle or something.
Something, some little shaggy mutt they found at the pound. And anyway, but they're doing all these pictures of everything, is, you know, all the Facebook statuses are like, getting ready to do, we're going to go see our friend's wedding, and we're gonna go do this with our dog. And
uh-huh.
I'm like, my brother, I'm like, what happened?
I know.
It's just
know.
Weird, you know what I mean? I guess when it's your kids too, for you, you're probably gonna go, wow, this is like so weird. It's like watching
your
kids.
Yeah, but people
grow up.
Get very attached to their animals, you know.
Well, not just the animal, it's the whole life of like, we're a couple and we've got a nice apartment and we just stay in our apartment and we do a couple things, and it's like he's my
so
brother.
Yeah, like a family. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like he's my brother and he just seems so like, you know. I feel like he should, you know, I feel like he should be taking like old man medicine and.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but I mean, he's ready. How old is he?
He's 27.
Okay, so he's ready.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, it's just weird when your brother's growing up like that. And I'm like, I don't know. It's like, to me, it's like he's playing grown up. He's not really one. So
really?
I'm like, I look at him, I'm like, bullshit. Like, I'm like, I call bullshit. Like, I know this isn't you.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But
well, maybe he's doing it for the woman.
No, she's great. I really like her. She's a sweet, sweet girl. And I'm like, Matthew, she's a lot hotter than you.
Really?
So you need to be really thankful.
Yeah.
She is hot.
Hold on to her.
I'm like, but that's kind of happens a lot in Texas, and I know I'm gonna piss people off in Texas. A lot of good-looking women with like ugly guys.
Yeah.
I was one of them.
I see it happening here too. You know, I think it's everywhere.
No, I dated a guy for a long time who he wasn't very that attractive. He's attractive to me, but not to most people.
Yeah.
But that tends to happen. Like, I have one of my aunts. She got married when she was like 17, and she's this blonde, petite, like gorgeous. She still looks like she's in her 20s, and she's like in her, she's hit almost 50.
Wow.
And she's just, she looks kind of like Claudia Schiffer in the face.
Really?
She's just so beautiful. And she like, you know, she didn't marry a really good looking guy.
What?
She didn't really marry a good looking guy.
Oh,
her kids are gorgeous. All my cousins
are
gorgeous.
If you whisper, she won't hear.
I'm just saying. She's probably not listening, but it's just like one of these things where I remember being a kid looking around at the women and thinking, is this the best you guys can do?
Yeah.
Is this the best we can drum up with? Is Bubba, Bud, you know? Well, you know what I mean? You're just looking around, you're like, what? I don't know. But that's but at the same time.
But that's the thing. People are not always, you know, using looks as something to attract them to each other.
I know. But it's funny because...
It's just us. We're shallow.
No, it's LA. It's just human nature.
It's not. Yeah, we're attracted to beauty, you know?
Yeah. No, actually, but I was just looking around. And I think, I mean, honestly, I definitely have to be the hottest one in the relationship. And I mean, so I get like wanting to be with somebody that's good looking, but not as good looking as you.
Oh, really?
I don't ever program it that way.
Right.
But I tend to find that attraction.
Really? You got to be the hotter one.
Oh,
in the relationship.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so you're doomed to be with uglier guy.
No,
he can be. You pretty much set yourself
no,
up.
No, I've been with some really good-looking guys, but I was still hotter. But uh-huh. You know what I mean? When, you know, but they were good-looking, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't. I think it's that, you know, I want to be the girl that's like, you feel just really pretty all
uh-huh.
the time, you
yeah.
know.
But you can do that still with a guy that's very good-looking.
Here's the thing:
you know?
I don't want to be with some guy that is, you know, he knows he's hot and all the girls are after him. I'm not interested.
Yeah, but your mom. Market is other guys, you know. What do you care, you know?
No, I'm saying some
you know,
women.
You're not in competition
like some
with
them. No, listen. Some women like to be with, like are like, oh, that sounded awful, Sam.
What? Oh, this.
Oh yeah, I thought you just like.
No, I just cleared my throat.
Oh,
sorry.
I thought that you totally just belched really loud. Anyway.
No, that was not a belch.
Okay,
come on.
Good.
It didn't
that,
even sound like it.
It sounded like something.
I would not
died,
belch.
But anyway, some women like to be with guys where they just can't believe how gorgeous and good looking he is. I don't like that. I like it the other way around. I want him to be like, I can't believe I'm with her.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And I like that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to fall in love with who you're going to fall in love with. It's not that,
yeah.
you know.
You just need to be loved a lot.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Endless tank, baby.
Love me, daddy.
Daddy. Ooh, don't bring that up.
No, I'm saying, but it always starts from there, I
what,
think.
What, daddy
you
issues?
Know? Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, you know. I think I was I went to a party the other night that was a bunch of people watching the UFC fights.
Uh-huh.
And there was like, these girls that were like, kick him! Punch him! They're like, Scorpion Deathlock! And these girls are like into it. They know all the moves. And I'm like looking at them and they're really pretty girls. And I'm sitting here going, I know these bitches are into this shit because they liked some guy. And now they really know about it. Now they're into it, but they probably, you know what I mean? Yeah. I know it didn't, I'm like, how many, I'm like thinking like, you know, what kind of daddy issues are we dealing with that these girls are like so into UFC?
Right.
I said it too. It's like, okay, let's get down to business. Who hurt you?
Yeah.
When
no,
you,
that's true.
You know?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, UFC is kind of cool. I mean, it's kind of interesting, you know, but I don't have a natural gravitation towards it.
Yeah.
I would have to be introduced to it and like maybe.
So what is it like wrestling UFC?
No,
what
it's
is it?
Mixed martial arts. And
oh,
it's
I
where
see.
They
okay.
do like they get in the octagon and they all pull out different forms of fighting and they you know mm-hmm. almost kill each other. And
yeah.
The person that.
So they show that on TV.
Yeah, and they I do see. It on pay-per-view and stuff. It's I mean it's really interesting. It's much more about strategy and it you know the more you learn about it, it's actually not just a blood sport. It's really more of like a there's a lot of strategy involved and
right.
a lot of work and technique and
yeah.
athleticism. And so it's interesting to see people that are one's really skilled at boxing or one's skilled at wrestling or one's skilled at jiu-jitsu. I mean, they become well-versed in all of it, but there's some that have better fighting techniques, standing up or on the ground or things like that. And you kind of watch them to see like what works. It's just interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's graphic. I mean, there's times where somebody's face is turned into hamburger and you're like, okay. Come on, man.
Really? They go that far?
Oh, yeah. They'll break an arm and stuff.
Really?
If they don't tap out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, they'll break someone's arm.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah. Because I know usually martial arts is like a dance, you know? I mean, it's a performance
thing.
No, they
thing, you know, they let me tell you, they're going to dance with you, but not the way you're thinking.
No, huh?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's intense. I mean, the guys are kind of cute.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
For you.
For you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Is there any sport you like to watch?
No. I'm not a spectator of sports. Mm-hmm. I like guys that like sports and like to play sports, but don't make me watch it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know that you're athletic, and I want to know that you, like, you know, are into that stuff, and that's kind of masculine.
Yeah.
But I don't ever want it to interfere with us.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a spectator of sports. I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored, you know? I can watch
some football, but barely an entire game, you know?
Yeah, like, I can show up at the game, party, and eat the food, and chat with people.
Yeah.
But I can't really just sit there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I watched a little football last night. I mean, San Diego killed Denver. It was not even funny, you
really?
Know? Yeah. So I just turned it on. I thought, God, this game must be boring, you know, like 35-7 or something, you know? So I shut it off. But I think they actually caught up a little bit, Denver. But I'm wondering what the score was. I'm going to check it out and see because it was a...
Remember, I told you I'm not in sports. So
I know.
You want to do that
on
your own
time?
I'm not,
okay, I won't tell you.
Yeah, just do it on your own time. We're not a sports show.
But people might want to know, you know,
well, they
inquiring
got a
mind.
They can go Google
know.
It. Let them Google it.
You think so?
Yeah. Let them Google that on their own time.
Yeah.
Don't bore me more.
It's not even in the sports section here. I don't know what the hell. But.
Sports for me is like the Real Housewives franchise.
Yeah?
Real Housewives of Atlanta, that's a sports. That's spectator sport. I'm watching. Who is getting what? Who's talking about who? Who's got something going on? And it's funny.
Yeah.
The one-liners are funny. The characters are funny. They're just it's just such drama. And that to me is a sport.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do you watch Jersey Shore at all?
I've watched it. Yeah, I watched it a while ago. It's just it's gotten. I mean, it's always been trashy, which is part of the funny part of it about it. But it's gotten like. I know my friends and I were kind of like, it's gotten kind of really, really gross.
Yeah.
It's gotten kind of like not as funny and way more gross.
Yeah.
I'm just losing interest in it, you know?
Yeah. You see, I'm not like, you know, I don't know. I'm not really, I guess if I watched it, it might be interesting, you know, but I haven't really watched it.
Like the first season, it was funny and it was still kind of, you know, trashy because obviously that's the Jersey Shore show. But it was still, the characters were funny. These people that were there, they were... Their camaraderie and the things they got excited about and they're kind of, you know, they're living under the same house. It was funny. The way they talked was funny and stuff. The second season, it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of gotten a little more skeezy and you're just, and it's not as funny to
So what is it? I mean, it's just a reality show. It's just these people living and they show their lives or what?
Yeah, no, they just, they're all living under the same house, and they go to a beach house resort on the Jersey Shore.
I see.
And they're
they
all
put
from
them
like
together.
The New York, they're
stuff.
From the New York and New Jersey area.
Right.
And they call themselves Guidos and Guidettes. They're all Italian. Most of them are Italian. Not all of them, I think.
You see, one of them was actually on one of our shows here this weekend, Angelina.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she was like on the phone, of course.
Oh, okay.
I guess she's got a song coming out or some kind of a record.
My gosh.
Yeah. But I never knew her until, I looked her up and the other day.
They're all kind of really grandiose in their own mind, which is the drama with anything. It's good reality TV is when somebody thinks they're some way and they totally believe it. And then you're watching them like they're a train wreck and you're like, are you serious? And it's just so funny.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's something that goes on with pretty much everyone in the cast.
Yeah.
So they're all, but they wear the, you know, the dark, dark, dark tan and the dark hair and they're just kind of greased up. But you know, there's some great things about them too. I mean, they, something about that culture, they kind of have a real, like, they like to cook together and have big meals and, you know, but it's also like young, kind of trashy.
Yeah.
You know, there's really very redemptive value about it.
Really?
But yes, I was a big fan the first season.
What network is it on?
MTV.
Oh, on MTV.
I think it really brought back. I think it really brought MTV back in their ratings. Jersey Shore. Yeah. It's very, very funny.
Yeah. Well, I'll check it out because everybody's talking about it.
I don't think you'll like it, but try it.
No, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that into it, but some reality shows are cool. You know, I used to love Survivor, but I'm not into it anymore because it's all the same. You know.
Yeah.
It's the same every season.
Well, check out The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. I actually saw bits and parts of it. My wife was watching it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, what about it? You know, what are they showing?
It's just these women are over the top and they're hysterical.
Really?
It's them. You have to kind of watch them.
Uh-huh.
There's this girl named Kim Zolciak, which we should get on our show. She'll come on. She'd love it.
Yeah.
She's larger than life, this blonde you know, big boobed girl from Atlanta that, you know, wants to be a country singer. Then she can't, but she can't sing. And then she gets with this producer, ends up coming out with this track that's just a funny song, but it became really big and number one on iTunes downloads. And
really?
So she's kind of getting to her head a bit. And she's just really fun, but she's like delusional a bit, you know. But she's fun. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's Nene, who's just hysterical. I mean, she's just diva, and I love it.
Yeah.
And over the top. And she Nene calls out everyone on there, like anything that's fake or BS.
Oh, really? So she's like the honest one?
She's honest, but she kind of starts trash a lot of times.
Right.
But she's such great reality TV.
Really?
Yeah, so check it out.
Okay. All right, we'll check it all out. We've got a couple more days till Thanksgiving, so we're going to be here. Actually, one more day, right? So we'll be here tomorrow, and Thursday we're going to take the day off like the rest of the country,
okay, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so everybody, oh, thank you all for joining us once again.
And remember this. Go, 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 go.
Remember that. See you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.